Okay, this is Roger Molina on Creative Disturbance. I'm delighted today to be with Haytham Nawar in Cairo and Yvantina in Dallas. I'm here in Marseille. So Haytham, maybe you could just present yourself quickly, who you are and what you do.
I'm Haytham Nawar. I'm an artist, designer, and researcher. I'm working here as a faculty member at the American University in Cairo.
And Yvan?
I'm Yvantina. I'm a PhD student at Aix-Marseille University and at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Okay, very good. So, Haytham, you know, what we like to do in these podcasts is just to find out what's on your mind at the moment. So maybe you can tell us what you're obsessed about these days.
Actually, since I'm in Cairo, I'm really obsessed about the current scene of the visual culture of the Egyptians. So I'm working in a research project of archiving the current visual culture of the Egyptians. So I go through the whole country, which is divided to four parts, and I document by photographs, illustrations, sketches, and so on, and video footages, like all kind of visual material that I can collect about Egypt. And I will that it will lead the end for a cyclopedia of, as I call it, an impossible cyclopedia of Egypt.
And I think the work you're doing actually will feed into a PhD you're doing in the Planetary Collegium, which the working title right now is Towards a Trans Multicultural Visual Communication System. So how are you using the Egyptian visual culture as part of that thinking and research?
The research I'm doing now with the Planetary Collegium, Plymouth University, which is related to I would say creating a multicultural visual communication system that based on a pictographic communication from a linguistic point of view, like starting with ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs and go through Mayas and so on, until the old design and artistic approaches that has been created, such ending by emojis and other methods. But in order to really continue the research with this, that I have to go and investigate different, let's say, similarities and differences between visual cultures. And having in mind that looking for the similarities that can actually bridge cultures, that's how I can go a little bit backward to see how the pictographic languages that make the ease of communication. Uh-huh. And so I will start from my own culture, my own community, with this research about that creating this cyclopedia of visuals, in which is including sign, icons, symbols, pictographs, scripts in Egypt.
Okay, so Yvan, do you want to jump? Do you want to jump in with a question?
Yeah, Haytham, I would like to know how your work is different from Islamic calligraphies, or is there any relation with that kind of typography?
There is. I mean, it's one of the elements that I'm using in my research. It's not in a direct way. It's a little bit indirect, but there is the historical. Like the history of calligraphy in the Islamic world, or let's say also the Arabic-speaking world, plus the Muslim countries, that it's important because of the historical aspect that to go through with, because the big diversity between all Arab-speaking countries and Islamic countries that need to be investigated. So it's one part of the research.
I'm the editor of the Leonardo publication. One of the people on our editorial board is, an urbanologist and an architect called Yonah Friedman. I don't know if you've come across his name.
I know the name, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I know the name. I know he worked in the 60s and 70s with the United Nations and a number of different agencies. I know he worked extensively in India, and part of it was indeed in development work, how you develop symbol systems that actually are transcultural. And I know that was one of the topics. And it is interesting how that topic is still a very vital one. And I guess, you know, so why do you get obsessed by this?
Actually, the obsession, not as a person, but in the human being research areas about actually creating one communication system. Because I'm not going to say one language, because language is much more than a communication system. And that actually the approaches of creating language based on alphabets, it's more than 900 years. And creating visual communication system or a language based on visuals, it's about 100 years. So the obsession is actually very old, that to find a way of communicating like all human being in one language as a universal language. But most of the approaches is very limited. Like most of the alphabetical language was only based on Latin type, and so it excludes a lot of like others, like Arabic speaking in Hindu or African scripts, as well as Chinese with Korean, Japanese. So it was always, which is the most famous, everybody knows as Esperanto, but it always failed to find a way as communicating with the whole universe. And the visuals, it came from different backgrounds. Like these linguists, they try to make symbols, like language based on symbols. There is also designers, there is artists, but still the research is ongoing. So I'm assuming that actually in the future, that will be, and when I say that substitute for the current language, but it will be a supplement to complete the whole communication.
Now, I know one of the things you've been doing in Cairo is a DigiFest festival, and I'm wondering if the things you're talking about translate into the work that ends up being showed in this festival. So maybe you could talk a little bit about the festival and what you've been doing and what kind of work you've been showing.
The festival in Cairo, that was the name of the festival is DigiFest, and it's like the first digital art festival in Egypt and North Africa and the Middle East as well. And I was the director and the co-founder of the festival, which contained an exhibition from artworks from all over the world, and as well as a conference, an academic conference, which include as well some round tables and discussions, and a series of workshops, technical workshops related to the new media and digital art. And the first part of the festival was actually a guided tours and education, small educational programs for children under the age of 14 to introduce the digital technology in the form of art to them.
Uh-huh.
And my research in the area of communication, like visual communication, that implemented in was actually in a design approach of trying to communicate with all participants, which actually was from 45 countries, when they came here to Egypt, that try to focus on pictograms and icons.
Uh-huh.
And instead of using a language, which of course the common language we were speaking in the festival mostly was English, but as well I was giving like a case study to introduce the pictographic communication among the participants of the festival.
Uh-huh. When is the next festival going to be?
The next edition, the first edition was in 2013, and the next edition, which that will be in March 2016.
Uh-huh.
And it will be much bigger than the first one. Will also there was different activities, and it actually will be a focus on Africa and China and Brazil, because most of the Egyptians here are more exposed to art from Europe as well from the States, but they are completely didn't expose enough for African artists, and now collaborating with institutions in South Africa as well as in Senegal, and that will have more African presence in the festival next year.
Yvonne, did you have anything you wanted to bring up on the festival?
I was wondering if you was in touch with the Fakugasi Festival in South Africa.
Yes, exactly. The organizer of the festival, they are my friends. And we have now, I'm going in September for the next edition, and they will come in March 2016, that we have exchange of workshops.
I thought that since you attended the two festivals, what are the current trends of, of digital art in Africa? Do you have any idea about the five last years or the five coming years? What would be the most important trends?
In South Africa, the focus in the last edition, let's say, that was in game art, and even I did send I recommend Egyptian game artists here that they participated there, and unfortunately. And all new media artists or digital artists here in North Africa, including Morocco and Algeria. One case is that they are living abroad and they are not really living in the country, but still they are willing. I'm very willing to contribute to collaborate with them. Mm-hmm. And the second part that actually they are working in as individuals, like there is no institution. I was involved with MCD magazine,
yes.
with an issue, I think it's 71 or 72, it was called Digital Afrique.
Yeah.
And,
with Karen Derminer.
Sorry, say it again.
I said with Karen Derminer as editor in chief.
Exactly. And we were also hardly, I would try to recommend her names for digital artists from North Africa, and it's really very difficult. And with the festival in South Africa, I discovered there's many artists that are practicing digital art, like using the medium. And that's why I said that the next edition, I should really focus more on Africa, that to bring more artists from Central Africa, South Africa, and even East and West, to bring them to Cairo, because we have no clue about what's happening in the rest of the continent.
Let me just jump in there. As you know, one of the things that Yvan does, he's the producer for a channel on Creative Disturbance called Virtual Africa.
And, I didn't know that.
and one of the debates we have right now is, what is the concept of Africa mean today? And in particular, you've already made the reference to the very vibrant diasporas. Mm. And in particular, there's it turns out in Dallas, there's a very large African diaspora. But also, there's also a diaspora in China, African diaspora and so on. And so we have a sense that there's a real cultural sort of change going on right now in what even Africa means conceptually. I don't know if you want to react to that.
The point is that here, if I see it from Egypt point of view, it's also related to so much to the socio-political system, like how because in Egypt and North Africa, which a little bit I'm careful to generalize, but because of our political systems, that we are completely abandoned from being in contact with Africa. And being in contact with African artists, and even Sudanese, which they are Arab African, I believe that the upcoming years, it will be really a big change in the future of a new media art in Africa, and I think with the festival in South Africa and in Cairo that. A new door that we can actually start with.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yvan, how are we doing on time?
I think we're close to the end of the podcast. We still have a minute if we want to.
Okay, maybe let's just close. You know, when we were discussing this podcast, one of the things you talked about was the problem of new media education in Egypt. Maybe you just want to give a few words of how you see the issues and what's happening.
Sure. When I mentioned in the festival that there is the workshops, which actually I planned for 10 workshops, but it ended up with 7 workshops, which is a lot of workshops. But it's very technical because we don't have in our art institution, we don't have the topic of new media or digital art and as one of the majors or studies. So all the artists actually are practicing new media, like working and using technology. It's all individual efforts. What we have here is fine art school. And so the students are not trained to use technology in to produce artworks. And that was actually one of my aims, to bring professionals that they can work with Egyptian young artists and students, art students in Egypt, to experiment and try more the new technologies to produce artworks.
Very good. Yvonne, do you have a closing question?
Not really. I was just thinking that the relevance of video, I think that video is something which is very important in maybe the North Arabic side of Africa. I don't know why there's this preference for video, for the video medium, rather than for other new media. Do you have any idea about that?
I think it's the ease, generally speaking. It's the any historical or other references, I don't know. I think it's just only the ease of the technology. That could be a reason.
Let's leave question floating, because indeed every media carries a rhetoric, and some of them make more sense in one place than another. Haytham, it's been a delight discussing with you. And for listeners of this podcast, I refer you to another podcast we're about to do with Haytham in Arabic. Thank you. This is Roger Molina, Yvonne Tinoff for Creative Disturbance. Haytham, thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Ivan. That was a pleasure being with you and Digital Disturbance Virtual Africa.